Good afternoon. Clouds hanging on tough across most of interior New York and New England. The best chance for more in the way of sunshine will be in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into the valleys in southern New England. Also across parts of the highest terrain, we will see some breaks in the clouds because warmer air is streaming in aloft. This is trapping cloud cover at the lowest levels of the atmosphere and actually underneath the mountains. So valley locations will have thicker clouds and temperatures mainly in the middle to upper 30s today, while some of the other areas that see more sun may even get into the lower 40s. Either way, it's going to be a bit gray and gloomy outside, though with no precipitation. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies, with readings sliding back into the 20s and lower 30s. A system in the middle of the country will make its way toward the Great Lakes. It's not a particularly strong storm, although it has some moisture with it, and clouds will be on the increase again tomorrow. With a southeasterly wind flow developing, stirring up the atmosphere a bit, highs should approach the 40-degree mark. There is the chance of rain showers with this system, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by the end of the afternoon. More rain showers are likely overnight tomorrow night. At this time, temperatures will be sliding back through the 30s, so is there potential for some locations to get involved with some freezing rain tomorrow night and first thing Wednesday morning. Mountain valleys in the Adirondacks and Greens are most likely to see the freezing precipitation. On Wednesday, though, temperatures will climb back through the 30s and into the lower 40s with scattered rain showers. There's still the chance for some freezing rain across the highest terrain on Wednesday afternoon. Behind this system on Thursday, somewhat cooler in the mid-30s with scattered snow showers, then a dry stretch Friday into Saturday with highs staying in the mid-30s and a mix of sun and clouds. The next chance for snow showers will be on Sunday with highs staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will move from the plains to the Great Lakes this afternoon, bringing snow, some of it heavy, to parts of the high plains and upper Midwest. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast in the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. Winter storm warnings have been issued from the northeast corner of Colorado through central Nebraska associated with this system and into southwestern parts of Minnesota. In these locations, 5 to 10 inches of snow could fall. Meanwhile, another storm will move into the west coast today, and this will allow the much-needed wet period to continue for drought-stricken California. Precipitation totals will not be record-breaking like last week, but surges of moisture with each approaching system should produce periods of moderate to heavy rains. Also, beneficial snowfall accumulations are expected to pile up along the Sierra Nevada mountain range. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Kingsville Naval Air Station in Texas to a low of 9 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature at Albany today 36 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 61 set in 1901, and the record low 8 below zero in 1874. Sunrise this morning 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George areas. Partly sunny, with highs in the mid-30s today, mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of showers late in the day with highs near 40. Rain showers with some freezing rain possible tomorrow night and early Wednesday morning. mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers Wednesday afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers Thursday, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the mid-30s. And a chance of snow showers Sunday with highs staying in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.